On today's show, Tesla's ludicrous mode gets a little more ludicrous. The advantages a small autonomous bus has over traditional public transportation, and Kia teases the new Rio ahead of Paris. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. You know, Tesla is a unique company that has tried to squash every preconceived notion anyone has ever had about an electric vehicle. And with a new, upgraded 100 kilowatt hour battery, the Model S can travel an estimated 315 miles on a single charge. Now that's pretty impressive. The same pack also can be had with the Model X, which boosts its range to 289 miles. Acceleration also drops to 2.5 seconds for the Model S and 2.9 for the X with Ludicrous mode. For those that have already ordered a P90D Ludicrous but have not taken delivery, can upgrade to the 100 kilowatt hour pack for 10 grand. Existing P90D Ludicrous owners can upgrade for 20 grand. Automakers like to find unique ways to show off its products and technology, and that's what Volvo Trucks did when it created the Iron Knight. This custom-built truck just set two world speed records. It's powered by a monster 13-liter mid-mounted diesel engine that cranks out, get this, 2,400 horsepower and about 4,425 pound-feet of torque. It's also equipped with Volvo's iShift dual-clutch transmission that it uses in its FH series of trucks. It set a record in the 500-meter category from a standstill, reaching a speed of 131 kilometers an hour, or about 81 miles per hour, in just over 13 seconds. And in the 1,000-meter category, it hit an average speed of 169 kilometers an hour, or around 105 miles per hour, in just 21 seconds from a standing start. It also hit a top speed of 276 kilometers an hour, which is about 171 miles per hour. Now that is one fast truck. The records were set at a test track in Sweden and were monitored by the FIA. Still to come, why Local Motors believes its small autonomous bus, Ollie, is a better solution than traditional buses for public transportation.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Back in June, Local Motors, the first company to 3D print a full-size car, introduced a pod-like bus called Ollie, which can seat up to 12 people. You can arrange a ride with a smartphone app just like Uber. But unlike Uber, Ollie is an autonomous vehicle that also happens to have IBM's Watson on board to answer any questions and help guide you to your destination. On a recent Autoline After Hours, John and Gary were joined by Justin Fishkin, the Chief Strategy Officer at Local Motors. And in the following clip, he explains the advantages Ollie has over a traditional bus service.
Because Ollie's are 8 to 12 people, they'll probably be cheaper than a big bus. But what we're finding is the capacity of big buses often goes unused depending on time of the day, and they're fixed routes, so they're always on the road. Ollie's are basically, because you're calling it with an app, they can be parked somewhere and just deployed as needed. And they're not running a fixed route. And so we think the efficiencies of an Ollie fleet will end up outweighing the inefficiencies of driving in circles and not being having a full bus. It's, you know, we're going to have to, each municipality is going to be different. But the beauty is, with our microfactory sort of system, we can configure for the needs of each municipality. And so I'm not sure that we're ready or to say that we're going to get rid of buses everywhere immediately. But we do think that we're going to power sort of upgradable hardware, mobility as a service in a lot of places very, very soon. And we hope it'll expand from there. And I think it'll start on closed campuses, obviously, because of the regulations. But, you know, I can't tell you how many college campuses have already ordered Ollies. And then, you know, there's theme parks and the places around the world that actually have a different regulatory structure.
So For a more in-depth look into Local Motors and its radically different business model, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And speaking of after hours, you won't want to miss this week's show. We have an interesting car that we're featuring, an experimental Lincoln MKZ with an electric supercharger. And we'll have the head of R&D from Valeo's powertrain operations in North America to explain how it all works. So join John and Gary this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for some of the most interesting insights into the automotive industry. Coming up next, a look at some auto show debuts from Kia and General Motors.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Last week, we reported about GM's plans to bring back the GMC Jimmy, and now the company is reviving another nameplate from the past. The Chevy Cavalier will live once again, but this time in China. The car was originally produced from 1981 until 2005. Unfortunately, there's only one picture of the exterior, but as you can see, it adopts Chevy's signature front end, and the interior looks similar to the other cars in its lineup. Under the hood is a 1.5-liter four-cylinder that can be mated to a 5-speed manual or a 6-speed automatic. The new Cavalier will make its debut at the Chengdu Auto Show in September. Speaking of auto shows, the Pear Show kicks off in a little over a month, but we're already starting to see some teases of the vehicles that will be unveiled at the show. Kia just released these renderings of the fourth-generation Rio. It features new exterior styling, which was led by its design teams in Germany and California. The wheelbase, front overhang, and hood are longer than before. The company didn't share any other details, but did say it will offer the latest safety and connectivity technology. The new Rio will go into production for the European market at the end of the year. Production schedules for other regions will be revealed closer to its launch. You may remember we showed you Opel's version of the Chevy Bolt back in February, but the Ampera E will make its official debut in Paris. While there's nothing new to report, it was really nice to see in Opel's release that it talks up how fun to drive the Ampera E will be. And we here at Autoline think that's something automakers need to do more of. Talk about how fun it is to tap into all that torque from an electric motor, not just how green the vehicles are. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.